You're listening to WSIU, and this is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Southern Illinois University Carbondale announced today it'll have a spring graduation. It'll be the first time in more than a year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. I talked with Chancellor Austin Lane about the decision.
Yeah, first to answer, I want to apologize to the students spring of 2020. We were not able to have an in-person commencement in the summer of 2020 and the fall of 2020. So we've had a couple of classes, unfortunately, that had missed out on what I consider to be the capstone of their higher education career. And so really sorry about that. No parents were looking forward to that. And so we thought, in planning in a safe way, that we could have an in-person commencement this May. And not only recognize those graduates from this semester, their senior year, but go back to those semesters or classes that I just talked about to also acknowledge and honor them. And do it in a safe way. Outdoor activity, our football stadium, we'll have a series of commencement ceremonies that our students, our faculty, staff will be able to take part in, along with our guests, the parents, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles. Now it'll be limited because some will have to watch it online, but for those that we can get in the stadium, and I think we're looking at the number of tickets to award to each family, but they'll be in pods or clusters, so it's safe. Our students, they won't walk in like they typically would. Those students will have ways for them to sit spaced out, so we won't have some of those, whether it's processional or any of those, it'll be a little different, but we will be there together and in person with smaller commencement ceremonies that will span really the entire weekend, starting, again, a Friday all the way through Sunday. So really excited about that. I know that our students are excited, our faculty will be back with their regalia and ready to celebrate all of those graduates from those different classes.
It seems to me that, there are so many people that are looking for a return to normal, that being able to see this visual representation of what the university does, in your mind, is that, really important? You need to send that message that, hey, if you're coming back in the fall or if you're starting in the fall, we're already ready to bring you back for those in-person classes and other activities?
I think this helps all of us, not only psychologically, but just from the standpoint of our university really thriving through this pandemic and not just surviving. And we've made that as part of our call that, even during these tough times, we were still going to be optimistic. We were still going to be forward thinking. We were still going to make sure that the brand was protected, and that our students, our alumni, our faculty, staff still had pride in the institution. So I think this really goes a long way to show how we are coming out of this pandemic. We have done well over the last year or so with just how we've managed it. We've been pretty fortunate. It's always good to have a little fortune and luck there too, but I think this really is the final stage for us to show that, we are coming back in safe ways, but that it's time for us to keep charging forward.
When you look ahead to next year, you're already working and have been working for months since you arrived on campus to really meet with community leaders and get with the local school districts to try and keep the number of students coming into the university high, especially from this region. How are recruitment and retention efforts looking for the fall?
We've got a lot of efforts underway. We just established the Enrollment Management Task Force. That's a group of leaders, decision makers here on campus that meet every week to make sure that we are actually yielding those students who have applied. Our applications are up over 13-14%. Our admits are up over this time last year. That's a promising number, but it's still early. So we still have to make sure between now and August that those students actually register for new student orientation, that they register for courses. So we still have some work to do. It's really early, but a lot of efforts underway here. Strategically, not just efforts that we just woke up and decided we would try, but strategic efforts to help get us there. You mentioned a little bit of the ground game work that was involved in meeting with those principals and superintendents. We give our principals and superintendents a monthly update on how many admits from their high schools have actually applied to SIUC, how many have been admitted, how many still have to turn in a few things to get their applications complete. So we try and do a really good job there. This last week, a week and a half, I was out delivering the Chancellor Scholarship in person over at Heron High School, over at Carbondale Community High School. And so that was exciting to see the students really excited about being Salukis or future Salukis. So, you know, we're doing some things that helps us re-engage with the community, particularly those college going age students, their parents, just to make sure they know that we want to be a first choice option.
That's SIUC Chancellor Austin Lane. You can hear more from him at our website. Go to WSIUnews.org. For InFocus, I'm Jennifer Fuller.